So what makes you happy? So I had the opportunity to watch the movie The Greatest Showman. And I might be giving some spoilers away, so I just want to let you know that, just FYI. Anyways, so this The Greatest Showman is about P.T. Barnum, who is part of the Barnum and Bailey Circus. That's where it comes from. That he started off and grew up pretty much just poor. And then his father, his only parent that he had, eventually died when he was still a child. So even throughout his whole childhood, he didn't even have someone to provide for him. So he was still being able to basically scrounge together enough for food. Along the way, that he fell in love with this girl who happened to be rich. And she fell in love with him. And then eventually, once they got older, they got married, which caused her father to basically disown her for marrying way below her class. Of course, this was in the late 1800s, that he disowned her. But the only thing that she really wanted was happiness. She could care less about all the rich, all the wealth, all that. She just wanted to be happy. And then eventually, P.T. Barnum comes up with the idea, which is basically the circus that we know today, that he eventually come up with this idea and then eventually was able to implement that and get that going, make some money off of that to enough to support his family to be happy. But that wasn't enough for him. That he wanted to go and make even more money to support even more his family, which caused him to then go traveling on the road and to bring a singer around the country to sell out crowds and various things like that. And then so much so that then he realized what he was truly doing all this for was to provide for his family, but at the same time, to make sure they have a good enough life. That he eventually got so distracted about, oh, I have to provide even more for my family, that he almost lost it all. In a sense, he actually did, because once he realized this, the circus, so his main foundation, burnt down. His wife separated from him for a little bit because she realized that he wasn't really loving her anymore, but loving to wanting to make money. That he was blinded, if you will, about this human desire to be comfortable, to be so comfortable that you always have to keep on moving and going. And this is the perfect example, I think, for the gospel reading to that we hear today. Because according to the rich young man, he followed all the commandments, but the one thing that he was lacking within his life was following Christ. That he wasn't truly giving of himself. He was still, if you will, attached to this world, still blinded by all the stuff that this world has to offer. That Christ said, go sell all your possessions, give it to the poor, and come follow me. That's a very striking phrase, because I think both the gospel and also the Greatest Showman story is very poignant to us today. That sometimes we're always wanting for the next greatest thing, the next best thing, that we're always wanting to make money to quote-unquote support our family, but it's never enough to support our family, so we're always seeking more and more to make even more money to the detriment, quite honestly, to our family most of the time. That we lose the sight of what truly will make us happy, which is why I asked that first question at the beginning, is what makes you happy? And I'm sure material world goods, to a certain sense, makes you happy, but it's what I would like to call a fleeting happiness, because once you have it, you might be happy for a week or maybe a few days, and then the happiness is gone. Then it's on to the next thing, then the next thing, then the next thing. That is never filling up the void that we all have for, quite honestly, God and for humanity, for our loved ones, for the people that we adore. that sometimes we are blinded by this world, that we get so attracted to this world that that's the only thing we see and pay attention. Yes, you might be trying to support your family in that way, but sometimes it's to, like I said, the detriment of them themselves. Of course, I'm not here saying material goods are evil and you should never buy anything or anything like that. No. The issue becomes is when the material goods is our only focus, that we lose our focus on Christ and each other. That we're just always seeking the next thing and then the next thing. That we're not truly looking for our happiness, but truly makes us happy. But we are looking, if you will, to fill the void. That the only true happiness will ultimately come from Christ. Because he is where we live and have our being. We follow him, we'll be happy. I think that we need to start to remove some of these blinds in our lives that are preventing us from truly seeing God and our neighbor. And I think also putting in the gospel today is the whole fact that Christ didn't just tell the rich young man to stop buying anything. No, he literally said, go sell what you have and give to the poor. I think that's something to say that Christ is saying to all of us as well, is that we were given so much that we need to give back to those people in need, that we should give back to the poor, for those who, for whatever reason, for whatever the circumstances is, cannot support themselves. And we have a great ministry here at St. Michael, which does very that, is St. Vincent Paul Society. And it's, of course, the second collection today. And it is one of those things that it literally supports the people in our very own area. That it only supports those individuals. And I'm a part of the society and part of the organization and see and hear. And of course, I hear people saying, hey, Father, I don't mean to ask you about this, but I'm down my luck and various other reasons that most of these people don't come to St. Vincent de Paul just because they want to make money. Most of them, for various circumstances, for various reasons, just start having a hard time paying their rent or paying utilities, which are the main focus St. Vincent de Paul that they mostly give out the money for. But of course, there's other stuff involved with that. And it is something that I would encourage you to support, not only in giving of in the second collection, but also as well possibly giving of time, because I know we're always in need of more volunteers to help in various forms and capacity. And St. Vincent de Paul is a wonderful way of giving back to those people who are truly in need. So that is one way to remove the blinds, but of course there's many other ways, is simply by enjoying your life with your family, simply by praying to God on a daily basis throughout our day, bringing God within our lives and asking him to help us to not just focus on the world around us, which is great and wonderful, but it's whenever things get basically not the right order. And that's what I want to encourage and leave with you today, is to look at your life to see what truly makes you happy. And are you truly seeking that happiness, or are you seeking another form of that happiness that we are being blinded by?